Welcome to the CIO Today podcast. I'm your host, Stella, and today we have an amazing guest, Steve Taplin, the visionary mind who has moved Sanofi technology to new heights in the software development industry. It's an honor to have him join us on the CIO Today podcast.
Hello, Steve. How are you doing? I really want to thank you for being a part of this episode with me today.
Hi, Stella. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so with an impressive track record spanning several years, you have brilliantly put Sanofi technology to the forefront of the software development industry, fostering an environment of innovation and excellence. So without any further ado, let's just get started with some questions so that our audience can discover more about you and your work.
All right, sounds good.
Great. So here's my first question to you. I would love it if you could share with us your journey. How did you come to choose this path, this career, and be where you are today?
I have always had a love for technology and building businesses. Technology has evolved over the past 20 years, I've always seen that for a business to truly differentiate themselves in a growing technological landscape, your ability to customize your end user experience is one of the best things that you can do to differentiate yourself from your competitors. And when you out-of-the-box software that everybody else is using, there's only so much customization you can do. And that's where my career really focused on custom enterprise development, digital transformation, as I've seen that's the area that businesses of any size can differentiate themselves and create that unique user experience.
Oh, wow, that was impressive. So a journey like yours wouldn't have been easy. You mentioned digital transformation. So what key strategies has Sanofi technology implemented to maintain its premier status in the software development sector?
Our business model is focused around helping companies either create from scratch their own enterprise software or evolve their existing software to the changing market demands. We have 140 full-time engineers as part of our team today. We focus on modern technology stacks, both cloud and mobile, and we help clients, whether it's greenfield, start from new, whether it's migrating legacy technology and upgrading it into a cloud and mobile environment, or enhancing their existing applications. That's what we focus on.
Oh, okay. So sounds to me that, it must have taken a lot of planning and obstacles as well to reach where you are today in this industry.
Well, I kind of joke around that if you do it wrong enough, long enough, you figure out how to do it right.
And yeah, right.
We're really good at putting processes and procedures in place to minimize mistakes that we've encountered in the past, to minimize them from incurring again in the future, and that we're always evolving our processes and procedures to give the best client experience.
That's amazing. I mean, learning from the faults, that's all we can do. So could you share some insights into the ways Sanofi technology has navigated the challenges posed by the rapidly evolving landscape of cloud solutions, as you mentioned?
So we are focused on hiring top talent. We pay our people very well, and we treat them very well. I have, throughout my career, I've had many entrepreneurial ventures. I've also spent some time at some top Fortune 500 technology companies. And I have found if you create a good corporate environment of teamwork, of encouragement, of coaching, versus an environment of intimidation and constantly being worried about your job, that you're providing the right place for talented people to continue to expand and do great things for your clients. And so culture to us is a huge factor of success, of hiring the right people that fit our culture, creating a great environment for innovation, for collaboration, and openness, and using that to accelerate our clients' journeys.
Right. So what I really love that how you emphasized a lot on how you treat your people that work with you. So, during these conversations we have with these people that we have, so the focus is more on the kind of work they do and everything, but not many talk about the people that they work with. So that was quite impressive. And also hearing you talk about how you work despite the challenges was quite inspiring to me.
Well, there's that, and thank you for that, Stella. And you know, when you're doing custom enterprise software development, there are always challenges. Anyone who tells you different, they're either lying or they don't know what they're talking about. And so you have to make sure you have the right environment where engineers are comfortable communicating their challenges, where you have multiple resources that can help work through the challenges, and you get through that together. And that's one of the arts of doing digital transformation successfully.
Yeah, that sounds really good. So there's this another question of mine. What would be your future endeavors? And I mean, where do you see yourself in the near future with your team, your company? I would like to know more about it.
Sure. So I started Sonatify Technology in the beginning of 2020, actually right before the pandemic. And our business model started as a US-based company that we've hired software engineers throughout Latin America, with our clients being US-based clients and being able to provide same time zone English-speaking support engineers for them has been a key niche of ours. And as we're rounding out 2023, heading into 2024, we're planning on building out our US-based team as well, where we're offering a mix of US-based development and architecture resources tied with our nearshore software development resources to be able to drive advanced solutions for our clients and be able to keep the price points at a lower rate with that blend of resources. That's really where we see going in for the next 12 months and what we're focused on.
Oh, that's great. So as usual, your approach is pretty client-centric, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this brings me to the next question that I am personally excited to hear about. As an esteemed author and board advisor, what advice would you give to the emerging entrepreneurs looking to establish themselves in the tech sector, especially in the realm of software development?
I've had some great mentors and coaches throughout my career, and I love helping others. And more than anything in the technology space, to be a successful entrepreneur, number one, you need to understand technology. You need to... Clients that we're dealing with are usually CIO, CTO, engineering level clients. And if you don't understand the technology you're specializing in, you're going to have a real hard time gaining trust of your clients by just having great team members as opposed to knowing it yourself. Secondly, as an entrepreneur, you got to be able to adapt to the changing market conditions. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting a different result. And if anything throughout my career, what I've been known for is being able to adapt to the conditions and the market around me. And you know, that often means taking very different directions in my business than I had planned when I had started it. But being able to navigate the markets, being able to solve more challenges than everybody else is really the key to being a technology entrepreneur.
Right. That was pretty nice to hear. So this is my last question to you. As a leader, how has the journey has been till now for you? And how has it made you grow as an individual as well in this professional area?
I love being an entrepreneur. I started my career in the corporate world and the technology space and was fortunate enough to have great success that allowed me to take more risks in being an entrepreneur. And to me, there is nothing better than being able to build companies, to control your own destiny, to create the right environment that you as the entrepreneur believe it takes to have your clients be successful. And mm-hmm. so that's what drives me every day. Throughout my career, I had the opportunity to semi-retire at a very young age, where I had sold one of my businesses and had a very nice exit. And I had found that after about a month and a half of vacationing, I couldn't take anymore. And the way my mind works is I need to be involved in companies and projects, in solving challenges. And my wife very jokingly said, "Honey, I love you, but you're not good not having company. You need to be out there doing what you do." And I was fortunate to learn that at a young age, because many people, their whole goal is to be at retirement and not have to work. And the reality is, when you love what you do and that's what drives you every day, it's refreshing to not just be driving towards the goal that of retirement, that once many people get there, they're bored and they're not satisfied. So I love what I do. I work 80 hours a week because I love what I do, and that's just how I'm wired.
Oh, that's so, you mentioned the term refreshing. I think it was personally refreshing for me to hear that, actually. So, you said that you really love your work. That's why you've been able to, you know, work every day with so much enthusiasm and ideas, creativity. So, you know, but for some people, it's very hard for them to find what they love, their passion, so early in life. So what would you like to say about that?
Well, that's the challenge that every young person has, is they have to figure out what drives them, what interests them. I am absolutely convinced that you can't truly be successful unless you find what you love and you run with it. And I have, because being an entrepreneur is a grueling path. You're going to fail a lot more than you're going to win. And if you don't have that passion for it, being an entrepreneur, make no mistake, you have to have that passion. You have to be smart. You have to have drive. But luck plays a part in it. And you have to make your own luck, and you have to put yourself in that position where when preparation and opportunity meet, that you're cashing in on the luck at that time. So I wish I had a magic answer on how people can find their passion, because I think that's the challenge most young people have, especially ones that are graduating college right now, post-pandemic, where the environment is a little different. But you gotta dig deep. You gotta figure out what drives you, what interests you, and then become the best at it.
Oh, I'm sure that your advice would help our audience a lot. So that was wonderful. Thank you so much for taking us on a quick little tour of your professional life. It was an enriching experience with you, talking with you today, Steve.
Well, thank you for having me on the podcast, Stella. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. I hope you have a great day ahead.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the CIO Today podcast. It was truly enlightening to have Steve, an industry luminary whose pioneering efforts have redefined the landscape of software development, share his invaluable insights. Wishing you all a great day ahead, and until next time, stay tuned for more inspiring conversations in the field of tech and business. Goodbye.